We're live.
Woohoo.
We're live.
Oh, God.
I mean, fair. Welcome to Pack Tactics. It's a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Tonight is episode 35, Whiteout. And we are joined tonight by a bunch of awesome people, including, but not limited to, we've got Chris, we've got Ew, we've got Jen, we've got Ellie, who changed her name to Mazir. We've got a mimic over there that looks like Kevin, but it's not Kevin, I promise you. We have Cindy. We have Archbeth and Banjo Fox hanging out in chat. And, wait, what did we do last week?
Firebolt.
Yeah, that sums that part up pretty good.
Well, first we tried to save some better frogs.
Bedford Falls.
We did save
better frogs. A 21 on that firebolt.
How do we start? We did save the better frogs. I think we stuck them in the mansion and gave them a pool to hang out in or something.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And then we came into town, which was frozen over.
Right.
And all of the townsfolk were also frozen over.
Yeah.
So we headed up to the mine, and Daldane blew up the entrance to the mine, and that attracted the attention of the dragon, who was coiled around the entrance to the mine underground. He told us we were barely a snack, and then Zeely said, "I'm nobody's snack," and shot a fireball at it.
Yep.
Firebolt. Firebolt, yes. Not fireball.
Right. And I'm kind of regretting doing that, because it stopped a much cooler thing from happening instead, but you know, this is cool, too.
It's very Zeely to just throw fire of some sort of thing, so, you know.
Hey, Gox, what color are your wings?
Huh?
I'm asking out of character.
Okay. Gox doesn't know he has wings.
Oh.
Yeah.
What,
no one
what
ever
color
told
are
him.
Gox's wings?
I think they're... I don't remember.
Aren't they
really
see-through?
They might be like that, yeah.
They're what? What kind
like
of see-through?
Kind of, yeah, like kind of transparent and glowy.
Made
I don't remember
light.
If they're...
I think
yeah.
they're made of light.
I think that's right. I don't remember if it's like gold or what, but it's like kind of like that. And he doesn't know he has them because no one ever told him. They've only appeared when he's been in battle at certain times, and he has no idea he has them. Oh, spectral, is it? Okay, yeah. He has those. See-through. Okay, cool.
I wasn't sure whether they were colored wings or just...
No, and they're not permanent.
Right, they flare up when you do something cool.
Mm-hmm. Generally in battle. But see, in battle, everybody's too busy to tell him he has wings, so...
and
at the
really,
end of battle, everybody's tired.
Anyway. Most of the times they did that, you were fighting a very specific dragon.
Yes.
Or one of their direct allies.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So it's very, you know, limited, I guess. It's, it hasn't happened a lot.
So...
Right. So, should we roll initiative?
Probably a good idea.
Well,
I
Zeely should roll damage.
I suppose if we have to.
Zeely should roll damage.
I guess.
Yeah. I've rolled an 18, and initiative is plus 2.
I'm going to be the nice DM and remind you to rage.
Oh.
Also, I'm going to be the nice friend and remind you have advantage on initiative.
So
oh, yeah.
So you might be able to get higher than a 20.
Ooh. No, I got a 3 that time, so... All
23.
Right, so Gox is going to rage preemptively.
I also got a 23.
Okay, I'm specifically holding my action until after Gox rages.
Okay.
You still haven't told me if I hit.
Oh,
does
21
hit?
Okay. 22 points of fire damage.
To the face.
And my initiative roll is 13.
So we have everyone going up around 20. Except for Zeely and the dragon.
Well,
Zeely and the dragon would make a good duo band name.
Zeely and the dragon!
Unfortunately, their show for tonight has been canceled. They had a bit of a falling out.
Zeely comes, the dragon appears, and then Zeely comes out of the dragon's mouth.
Crowd goes wild.
Yeah. Daldane's already putting this together in her head.
Are my wings still up, by the way?
How long do they last?
Double checking.
Because you spent some time rescuing better frogs and scouting. 1 hour? You spent... Oh, wait. No, no. Because after you popped your wings, you did have a short rest. So, no, they weren't on.
That's fine.
It's worth noting.
It was just so I knew if I had them or not.
Do we still have, I have temporary hit points on my character sheet. Is that still true?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay.
Because you got those during the short rest.
Yeah, during the short rest.
I couldn't remember the timing.
Hiring leader.
The DM, who knew what you'd be encountering in the town, sighed contentedly when the bard remembered to give everyone temporary hit points.
Right.
Always good.
Like, bard MVP.
Because that Don't worry, those 20 might go away very soon.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I got your back.
Cox nods his head.
Okay. So we're starting off where with the surprise round, which isn't much of a surprise, but still, with a surprise round of Firebolt to the face, that does count as combat starting. So we're going to have a legendary action as a response. This dragon is wrapped around all of you. It has formed a perimeter. It was underground and just sort of popped up to say hi. So the tail pops up and tries to do a smack. But who will it smack? Sox. It's going to attempt to smack Sox.
Oh.
Okay. I rolled randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you roll non-random? Yes, you can. You can just set the die and say here. That's not what's happening, though. That is... I rolled low. That is a... Math is hard. A 23. A 23.
Ah.
Hits.
Okay. You are... Sox is going to take 17 bludgeoning damage.
Whoa.
From...
Okay, I'm going to use... what's it called? What the hell is the rogue thing called?
Uncanny dodge.
That's the thing. Thank you. Uncanny dodge. To half it.
Wise.
So that's 17 halved would be... Eight. Oh, math is really hard tonight. Thank you.
Because I don't think you can uncanny dodge a breath weapon, so you might as well use that up.
No, that's what evasion's for.
That's what evasion's for.
Okay, so you're in a room that's filled with a breath weapon that literally fills a space larger than the room. I dodge. Wait, what? No,
there's like, if I succeed the saving throw, I take no damage.
Yeah.
It's great.
So the fire comes towards you and you firebend it to either side of you. I knew you were a firebender. I've been paying attention to Zeely.
Only deck saves, though.
Literally, as written, uncanny dodge works with breath weapons. When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack,
it's not an attack, it's a saving throw.
It's not an attack.
Oh.
Yeah. Basically, it's a limited time terrain feature.
Gotcha.
That's not how they worded it, but that's how I'm going to pretend it is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So there's other things that were going on, but first, Sox, it is in fact your turn, and Daldane's, but Daldane's holding her action.
Okay. Yes. Pull out my awesome new short sword, click my heels together and activate my bits of speed, 100-foot speed per round. Is that quick enough that I can essentially run up onto this dragon without, you know, having to climb? 100 foot in 6 seconds. I'm essentially the Flash.
I will require a dex save.
I can definitely do a dex save.
Actually, no, not dex save, because you're not trying to avoid something. You're trying to be very cool. So it's a dex check.
Acrobatics then? Or dex just save?
I would allow acrobatics, sure.
Cool. 19.
Okay, so yes, you are... I wouldn't say you're necessarily the Flash... But you are any martial artist in any movie where they've run up the side of a wall to look cool.
Okay.
Because I don't think the Flash carries swords of dragon slaying.
No, there's not. But I'm going to run up this dragon's back with my dragon slayer sword and slash into it twice.
Okay, well, you're going to have to roll for that.
So I rolled a 15 plus 12.
That will hit.
I can't math that in my head. That hurts. 27 on the first and 17 on the second.
17 will not hit. That's but fine. Are you rolling at advantage because all of your compatriots are within 5 feet of this dragon?
Oh, then never mind. That was just for the first attack then. So the 27 will hit. Say, I forgot about pack tactics.
It's the name of the show.
And we forget about it.
And we've forgotten it before. Multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not picking on you. I'm saying we as a group have forgotten the name of the show on more than one occasion.
Okay. Second attack, 22 to hit.
That will also hit.
Okay, so let me do the first attack because it's way more dice.
And don't forget the sneak attack.
Yes, so 3 for the sneak attack, 3 for the dragon slayer, and 1 for the actual weapon. 36 points of piercing for the first attack.
The dragon uncanny dodges. Actually, it just wishes it could. Arkbeth in chat says, do not taunt Happy Fun Monk. He's not happy. He's not Happy Fun Monk. He's PTSD Monk.
Yeah.
19 points of piercing for the second attack.
Okay.
And I use my bonus action to click my boots, so that's my turn.
Okay. What's your AC?
20.
Okay. Take another 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
Well, you're the one who stabbed it, so it decided I'm going to swat you, like the mosquito you are. Scale-wise, it's kind of apt, actually.
By the way, math is really hurting tonight. Pain to add up.
Understood. You may want to resort, as many of us have when it comes to big numbers, to just rolling it in chat because Psychic does the math for you. But yeah. I'm not going to tell you. You have to. All right. So Daldane is still holding her action. Gox is going on initiative 20, but other things are happening at initiative 20 as well.
Okay.
Because this counts as the dragon's lair. Lair actions. Okay. Let's see. Which lair action is it going to do? So many choices. I have such fascinating things to show you.
I want to point out, since I have a dragon template up, that it does say that on initiative count 20, losing initiative ties.
Oh, yes, you are right. I concede the point. Even though you're technically metagaming, I do appreciate you for keeping me honest.
You're not supposed to have that up.
Yeah.
She's got it up for another reason.
I have it up for a reason.
I bet I know.
I bet I know, too. I am here for this content.
Oh, I think I know, too. Oh, I love
it. Only the people in chat might not know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're going to do, and you're not my favorite person.
I thought I was your favorite person.
That's what it. Rocks fall, Daldane dies. Wins.
Oh.
Okay, Gox, it's your turn.
No, we almost did that last session, remember?
I actually tried to have rocks fall. You lived, and so did the baby kobolds. It wasn't last session, it was the session before that.
But I collapsed the tunnel last session.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That happened. Okay, so
yeah, but
Gox
only Daldane was in there. Gox, it is your turn.
Well.
I'm assuming you're going to use your bonus action to rage.
Yes, Gox is raging. Now, I think because we leveled up, it says, and I didn't notice this before, I may have just not noticed it. It says you gain advantage on strength checks and saving throws, not attacks, +4. Melee damage with strength weapons, resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, slashing damage, and you can't cast spells while you're raging, but Gox does not cast spells, so I think that
you're out of
be
spell
new.
Slots.
Yeah, I'm out of spell slots, so yeah. Needs more bacon. Yes. Okay, so
if you've raged, then I'm taking my action.
Okay, do it.
Yes.
Daldane steps forward. My friend, Gox here, likes turning into big things. This is the biggest thing I've been able to manage so far. True polymorph on Gox. And Gox is now an adult gold dragon.
Yes, yes, yes!
So if you concentrate for the full hour, it becomes permanent.
Yes.
It's true.
Oh, wow. Okay. How big am I in relation to this white dragon we're fighting?
You are... So you've been a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you were going up against a kindergartner.
Oh, wow.
That is raging.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm much bigger than the white dragon?
No. You are the
kindergartner. Other way around? Okay. I got it. Okay.
This is an ancient white dragon. Ancients, they don't really stop growing.
Also, chromatics are typically bigger than the metallics.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I did not know that. All right. So I'm a shiny
but
gold dragon now.
Metallics are typically badder ass than the...
Agreed. Oh, agreed.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, before this happened, because white dragons are perhaps the not the most academically gifted of the draconic races. So it would have been able to beat Gox at chess, but only barely.
Okay.
But now Gox is galaxy brain.
Yeah. Wow.
For a second, Gox goes, wait, where did my battle axe go? And then Gox realizes, I'm a gold dragon. I don't need a battle axe. I am a battle axe.
Gox's int score just doubled.
Yeah. He realizes he is a dragon. Okay,
you get all of its actions, including the legendary resistance and the legendary actions.
Oh my gosh. This is great.
But not any lair actions, because this is not your
lair.
It's not my lair.
It's not your lair.
Cool. Okay, so Gox realizes this is a white dragon that likes snow, so he's thinking fire breath might be a good thing. As long as his brother's out of the way.
You lead with your breath weapon.
Oh, your brother will be fine. Your brother.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to do the fire breath on the white dragon. Let's see, I have a description here. Each creature in the area must make a DC 21 dexterity saving throw. And there's fire damage, taking 66, 12d10 fire damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful one. Do I
Just
roll
tell
something
me what
for
I
this?
Need to roll.
Okay, no, you
what's
need
my
to
target
roll.
Number?
Okay, you have to make a DC 21 dexterity saving throw.
So because of my weapon, Aaron, I get advantage on these breaths and frightening presence against dragons.
You said dexterity saving throw?
Dexterity saving throw, yes. DC 21. Okay.
Also, Marwise gets a 1d12 bardic inspiration die.
Oh, no, I was looking at the wrong sheet. Never mind, I don't have advantage.
Okay.
All right. Just so you know, you have totally taken the white dragon by surprise, so it rolls to disbelieve that you used a breath weapon on it.
Oh, my.
What was the save?
You have to hit
22.
It didn't make 21. The save, but it made the save.
I was 23, so I don't take damage.
You're safe, yeah. So did I do any damage to the dragon then, or no?
Oh, yeah. You save for half damage, unless you have evasion. And most dragons don't spec into rogue.
Which is why I'm happy to be up and on the dragon.
Okay, so that's
so your fire breath, I'm gonna do average damage because we only have so many hours.
Yeah, that's
in a
fine.
Night.
So and that's
12d10 damage.
Yes. Yes it is.
Oh, so I'm just gonna put down that it's 66 damage because that's average.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, so that's an action. What else do I get? I'm new at being a dragon. Let's see.
You've already done your bonus action to rage.
I did do the bonus action to rage.
So you have movement. You want to move?
I can move.
Now, if you move, you'll be moving out of the range of the dragon, and therefore will be invoking an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to do that. Let's see. Can I do a tail attack? That's a legendary, though. I don't know how that works.
So, according to this, you have multi-attack. You can use your Frightful Presence, which is probably not going to work.
No,
you
probably
can
not.
Attempt it. And you make three attacks, one with your bite and two with your claws.
Okay, let's try that.
But you used your breath weapon.
Oh, so, I did.
Yes. So
that's an action as well. So,
that is an
I'm
action.
Learning dragon.
So, yes.
Okay, so then
be patient. We are learning dragon.
We are learning dragon, yes.
we already bastard kobold. Now we are learning dragon.
We're learning dragon. Okay, so I think that might be it then.
That will currently be it. But and remember this, you have legendary actions that you can use. So and what those are like reactions. So after wording this properly, dragon take three legendary actions, choosing from the options below. Only one legendary action option can be used at a time, and only at the end of another creature's turn.
Okay.
So you're not using these now, but when I say, okay, so this person does this, you go, oh, I'm going to use a legendary action and do this.
Okay.
So let's say Marwise goes, then that when Marwise is done, you can use your tail attack.
Ah,
and then Zili okay. goes, and then after Zili's gone, you can use your tail attack again because you get three, and a tail attack is just one.
Okay.
So you're taking turns.
Okay, I get it.
But you just have more of them because you're a dragon.
Right.
Dragon, dragon, dragon. Arshbeth says, hug it out. Hug with your teeth. Spelled teef. T-E-E-F. Hug with your teeth. Yes. Banjo Fox says, I want to see him wrestle.
Let's oh, no, dragon
preparations
grappling.
For rumbling.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine how much damage the environment would have from dragon's grappling? Wow.
I just realized you haven't heard me for the last 10 minutes because I've been muted.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, and by the way, Daldane.
Yes?
Unless your AC is over 25.
It's not.
Just checking. Because, you know, we do have people in various parties that might get to that point if they're not there mm-hmm. already.
Yeah.
You are going to get hit by a tail. Go ahead and give yourself 17 points of bludgeoning damage and roll to see if you can maintain concentration.
Oh, no.
I genuinely don't remember what that roll is.
Constitution save.
Ah.
And if you have Warcaster as a feat, you have advantage.
I don't believe Daldane does.
That makes it.
No.
No. No?
No.
Oh, it's not just 10? I'm pretty sure it's just 10.
No, it's half. It's 10 or half the damage.
And half the damage would be less than 10. So the save makes it, but I think...
The save makes it. I don't have Warcaster. I'm lagging in Discord.
At least I understood it. Okay. DM understands. DM got that reference. All right. So now it's time for a lair action. Isn't it time you had a lair action? So the dragon lifts up a mighty claw, and instead of slashing at anyone with it, just sort of brings it down on the ground hard, and jagged ice shards shoot up from the ground all over the place.
Ooh.
So I'm going to pick three creatures.
I'm on his back. Does that count?
That means that you are probably not going to be one of those three creatures.
Probably not if you're on his back.
It's going to be not Socks because on the back, so I got to reroll that. Zili, you're going to be one of them.
All right.
Gox, you're going to be one of them.
Okay.
Daldane, you're going to be one of them.
Okay.
I was basically rolling a d6, but there's only five of you, and one of you is out of range. So I kept rolling the numbers that wouldn't do anything. Like, no, 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 I've already rolled that number. I keep rolling sixes. Where were you when I cast Fireball? All right. So now that I've determined who is going to get targeted, Dragon makes one ranged attack roll, plus 7 against each target. On a hit, the target takes 10, which is 3d6 piercing damage. So, first roll, who did I say is going to hit? Zili's one of them.
Yep.
All right, that's a 9. You're fine. Second person was, I want to say that was Gox.
Okay.
That is a 21.
I got armor class 19 as a dragon.
So that's going to hit you.
Okay.
And Daldane, that's a 15.
That just barely hits me.
Okay. You all take 10 points of damage. Go ahead and give me another con save to see if you can maintain concentration.
Whew.
This isn't even the dragon's turn yet. It is its final form, though. Unless you count corpse. Corpse will be its final form.
Oh, that might be, yeah.
Unless it gets turned into a Dracolich, but then it's still a corpse.
Oh, no.
Give her inspiration. Someone give her inspiration.
I don't have any.
She's already rolled.
I have inspiration.
Oh, use it. Use it.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
You got a 50-50 chance.
Oh, thank God.
We still have a giant dragon. Well, technically two.
Yeah, good.
Oh, thank God.
That would have been a high moment followed by a low, followed by Gox still managing to cut the ancient dragon's head off somehow.
Yeah. Somehow. Mm-hmm. Yes. He will find a way.
It could have been a thing. It could have been a contender. So we're just now getting to Marwise's turn. We're on initiative, I want to say 19?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I rolled.
We've been playing for half an hour. We just got to initiative 19.
Right.
Yeah.
High level adventurer problems.
And I'll, for the sake of fairness, I will postpone this until now. but can I use my move action to get up on Gox's back?
You know, you held your action, so I will allow you to make the attempt, but you're going to have to literally make the attempt. This is climbing.
Sure. So acrobatics or athletics?
I'm going to say athletics.
All right.
There are no trapezes in position, so.
Well, it was acrobatics for Sots. So.
Okay, I'm going to say that with the size that Gox has become, and I'm not fat shaming, seriously, though. I mean, you're fine. You're a growing young dragon. Hex shaming, Archbeth says. This is why people who hang out in Mixer Chat get inspiration. Just saying. Just saying. Yeah. Although, if I recall, Archbeth hasn't spent the last inspiration she earned.
Yep.
So, yeah. I think I ruled you have to give it to NPCs, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, so you could give inspiration to the dragon. They count as an NPC. No? Fine. Fine. Whatever. So I'm going to say that you managed to climb part of Gox, but you're not exactly like mounted majestically between their shoulder blades or anything. It's like you're halfway up one of the legs and holding on for dear life.
Okay. Okay. Proceed. I'm going to restart Discord and see if I can get rid of this leg.
Okay.
Okay.
Marwise, you're up. Two of your party members have been injured.
How badly is anyone injured? Is anyone in, like, the
I'm
danger
fine.
Zone?
The dragon. The gold dragon is fine.
the gold dragon has... Oh, let me look at this character sheet again. So, as soon as you got true polymorph, you gained 256 temporary hit points.
Oh, those are temporary. Okay. Yeah.
Well, unless the concentration remains, then they're semi-permanent.
Right. Okay, I've been... Yeah. I just opened a little calculator thing and keep track of that, so... So far he's lost 10 of those.
Yeah. So you're going to be okay for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Gold Dragon's doing fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I'm the one who's taken the most damage so far, and I'm still at 92 of 105.
Sox got hit twice.
Sox has taken...
A little bit, at least.
I think Sox has taken 16.
Twice.
No, it was 17, but it was halved the first time.
17 twice, but it was halved. Oh, okay, right. So it's 23, but that's still... I mean, I gave everybody 20 temporary hit points.
And let me just say, we've reached the point of what every live game hopes to accomplish, because Archbeth just reminded us that everyone has 20 temporary hit points from before. So we're getting tips from the audience to remind us. We now have an external brain we can rely on.
Ooh.
All right.
Thank God for the collective.
So can I get to a location where
we'll be assimilated.
All my allies are within 30 feet?
How good are you at climbing white dragons?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm way too far for that.
You can get everybody but socks.
Or you can go on an adventure and get just socks.
It's fine. Socks is a dodge a little weirdo.
Or if you wanted, you could hold your action and I could try to pick you up.
I got this nice little spell that will give the dragon disadvantage on attacks. He makes it us. And give us advantages on saving throws. But you have to be within 30 feet of me when I cast it.
So theoretically, if I was carrying her...
And that's assuming I was able to get Cogbucket's finger to be a appropriate reliquary.
All right.
That has not been established.
Yeah, we don't know.
And come to think of it, lore-wise, that has not been established. I have told the party this, but I have not said this for recording. So, bit of backstory... that the kobolds don't know. Cogbucket was created by an atheist gnome. And it's weird to have an atheist in a world where gods literally grant powers to summon walls of shining blades. But gnomes are eccentric, so whatever. So when he created Cogbucket to basically be his healbot, literally healbot, he used a sense of humor to say, okay, so you're going to worship this deity that I just made up just now.
I mean, just because gods exist, that's no reason to go around believing in them.
I mean, fair. So, Cogbucket has all these internal workings that allow him to do things that clerics can do by casting spells. And it's up in the air whether or not, as he increased in level, those things became actual spells because of his faith, just made manifest because that's how this particular game world works, or if it was all just because he was designed to do that over time because of his crazy inventing dad. But he is old enough that any part of him could technically be a relic.
So, Rebecca, we don't know what would happen.
No, you don't. And the DM is here for this content. The DM will have to decide when this is attempted whether or not it works.
I think in that case... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, aside from the dragon, Gox is the one of us who's best able to absorb these hits.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Socks?
Socks is the best one of us who's able... Socks yeah. is the one of us who's best able to absorb these hits. Because if he can see it, he can reduce the damage by half.
If I can see it, I can reduce the damage completely if it's a breath attack as well.
Yeah. Well, you're sitting on its head. It can't breathe at you.
Not on its head, on its back.
It could turn its neck.
But I would say do it to the rest of us, and then I can buff Socks if we need be.
All right, yeah, sounds like a plan. Marwise absolutely believed Cogbucket when he described himself as the ancient and only follower of Clark, I think he had said his name was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not so, sufficiently yeah. advanced technology.
Right.
So yeah, she's going to cast this expecting it to work.
And remember, sufficiently basic magic is indistinguishable from technology. I got that quote from Ellie. Cite your sources.
So yeah, Marwise is casting Holy Aura on everyone but Socks.
Okay.
Does it work?
To reiterate, you don't know. To reiterate,
well, if it works, it's supposed to let light out.
Okay. But to reiterate for that spell, your allies within range get advantage on their attack rolls?
The dragon has disadvantage when attacking us, and we get advantage on any saving throws. We also technically start glowing.
Okay. I will say that there is a luminescence.
There's also one more effect, but I don't think the dragon's undead or fiend, so it doesn't come into play.
Yet.
All right. And now I just need to decide what level to cast Spiritual Weapon at.
All the levels.
I think I'll burn a fourth level spot. And I should get advantage for pack tactics, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Yes, you should, but I can tell you a 22 will hit.
Try and crit.
A 17 would not, so it's a pretty good thing.
Okay. 21 damage.
Ouch.
Wow.
Will it blend?
I roll 2 8s, 2 d8s, and get an 8 on both of them. That's not going to happen too often.
Yeah.
That's dragon cool. dust. Don't breathe that.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Okay. Does that mean I can do a tail attack on the dragon?
It does. It does. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do a tail attack on the dragon. I did remember. Like I said, I'm learning dragon. So
There have been many dragon fights where the DM forgot. Oh, wait, I've got legendary actions I could have been doing.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to do that. I don't know what I'm supposed to roll exactly.
You get 1d20 plus 14 to hit.
Okay. That's a 15 on the dice.
So 29.
That's going to hit. You smack the dragon upside the head.
Yes.
And okay, for gold dragons, for tail attack, the average damage is...
Looks like 19? It says hit 19, parentheses, 2d10 plus 8. Oh, that's a bite.
No, you're doing a tail attack.
I'm wrong. Yeah, I read it wrong.
Yeah, okay, you're reading bite attack. Tail attack, you're going to do 17 points damage.
17, yeah. Yeah. 2d8 plus 8. So, yeah, that.
Okay.
So that's my extra turn.
One of them.
One of three.
One of three.
Well,
got one.
Two or three. If you do a wing attack, that takes two attacks.
Oh, two wings?
Right.
Yeah, that's two actions.
Okay.
Typically save that for if you need to knock someone prone or if you're trying to get away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or if you've got a whole lot of critters.
Oh, yeah. If there's a whole lot of critters falling down.
All right. I remember to do that. See, Gox is getting smarter by the minute here with this, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's carrying over.
And the best part is, if I manage to concentrate for the full hour and make it permanent, Gox can change shape back to his normal kobold form.
Oh, how nice. He'd just be smarter, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, that's true. Dragons can
gold dragons can polymorph themselves. They can shapeshift.
wow.
You might have already met a gold dragon and didn't know it because they like to walk around humans and not reveal that they're gold dragons.
Wow.
A lot this of dragons
could
be
game changing.
This is why if you have a sorcerer that has draconic heritage for their trade as a sorcerer, mm-hmm. this is how theoretically dragon blood got into the line.
Yep. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense. Okay.
Okay. So where were we? All right. We just finished initiative 19.
Well, we were at the bottom of 19. Yeah.
We've been recording.
Let's see if we can finish a full round by the end of the first hour.
Well, most people have gone by now. It is Zeely's turn.
My turn?
It is your turn.
Your turn.
Excellent.
Let's see some fire.
Chromatic orb, cold damage.
No.
Snilux snowball swarm.
No, I don't even have that spell.
That one's so hard to say.
Blizzard, entertainment.
And there's our copyrights.
Activision. Maybe.
That one anyway. Does sound like a spell.
It would make everything cost a lot more and loot boxes would rain from the sky.
Yeah.
Take 8d12 points of loot box damage.
Quickened investiture.
Your coin purse is also lighter. Oh, if you want to be boring and actually do things that hurt the dragon, sure, investiture of flame.
All right. Zeely is now on fire.
No one is surprised. Somehow, even the white dragon goes, yeah, seems fair.
And Zeely is going to flap up into the air and head towards the dragon. I mean, there's sort of dragon everywhere, but she's sort of going to go towards dragon face area.
Not in the mouth! Not in the mouth!
Zeely opens her mouth and uses the action that Investiture of Flame gives her, which is... let me check. You can use your action to create a line of fire 15 feet long and 5 feet wide, extending from you in a direction you choose. Each creature in the line must make a dexterity saving throw. A creature takes 48 fire damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one.
Meanwhile, Gok is like, don't speak to me or my daughter ever again. What do I have to roll?
Dexterity save.
What? No, what's
DC
the target
19.
Number? 19.
19.
It makes it.
It makes it or it legendary ranks it.
It makes it makes it.
Okay, I will. Okay, the damage is halved then. I have to actually put in the slash. I can't just type roll, but. Well, no, no unflipping anything. Why? There we go. 28 divided by 2 is 14. So 14 points of fire damage.
Do you have inspiration?
No.
I'm going to give it to you just because you mathed well, and the rest of us are like, math hurts.
Mm-hmm. You did good. You did good.
That's not why I usually give inspiration, but I feel like considering the rest of our mental faculties, we need to encourage someone to know numbers.
Yep.
And I am hopefully within 5 feet of the dragon. So if it ends its turn within 5 feet of me, and I think it's kind of everywhere, so probably,
if you want
yes,
to use
it will
your
take another
to,
one.
To end within 5 feet of it, you may.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I am
you
up
end,
in the
you
air.
You end your turn
and...
within 5 feet of its snout.
Yeah. Yeah, I did do that. This may not be a great idea, but hey, if it wants something in its mouth that's on fire,
it's
like
tradition.
Eating chili.
In fairness, it would not be the first time Zeely has been eaten by a dragon.
Fair. No.
True.
No, it wouldn't.
So what's the damage it's taking from, or it doesn't take that until its turn?
Until its turn, if it ends its turn there.
Okay, and how much damage will that be?
1d10, and I think I don't add my charisma modifier, but I'm not sure. Let me check. Okay, yeah. I don't think I do it more than once per spell.
Well, I'm going to ask you to roll something right now, but not the d10. Give me a dexterity save.
If my spell worked, you roll at advantage.
This is not because of an, well, kind of, sort of, because of something that's happening, but this is because of atmospheric disturbances.
So do I roll with advantage or not?
I am relying on Marwise's description of the spell. Is it specifically for saves against things that the dragon does? Or is it just saves in general?
The spell was cast on our allies, so it literally just says we have advantage on all saving throws.
Okay, well, with that wording, yes, you have advantage.
Okay. Does a 17 make it?
Okay, yes, you managed to stay aloft. So here's what happens. The dragon realizes this fun-sized dragon set itself on fire and is flying towards my face. No. So it whips its head around, all the way around, and angles its head so that it can get socks in this attack also, and breathes.
Oh, no.
Rude.
Constitution now, saving throw?
Cold breath is going to be a con save. Yes, you do get to roll with advantage. Well, except for socks. DC 22.
Cold breath is a con save? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Can I ask a question real quick?
You may ask a question real slow.
Is it cold damage?
It will be cold damage.
Doesn't socks have one of those rings?
No.
Socks gave it to me.
I gave it to someone else.
So not only does Zeely remain airborne, Zeely's like, this is fine.
29.
I'm seeing if there's anything I can do, but no, there isn't. And evasion doesn't work for cons.
Equip sweater.
You can do it, Cox. You can do it, Socks. You can do it.
You can do it, Cox, and Socks, and Fox.
What did you say the
save was? DC 22.
No, I can't succeed that regardless. I only have a plus one.
Roll, see if you get a nat 20.
I rolled a nat 1.
Oh, no.
Well, good news. Crit fails don't mean extra damage for this. Bad news. That's 72 points of cold damage.
Cool.
Okay.
Ancient green, white dragon.
Ow.
Are you still breathing?
Yeah, I'm still conscious. I'm still here.
Okay. There's like, you have acquired on one side of your body a bunch of icicles that let us know which direction the rest of your friends are in, because they're all pointing at your friends.
Jen, don't forget you could take an action.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, so is that dragon done or no?
Well, that was its action, but I don't know who else made or didn't make their save. We've got one who did, we got one who did. Okay. Everyone should be, who hasn't already done so, needs to roll a constitution saving throw. Now.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just Zeely and Socks.
Oh, no. The entire party's getting hit.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Yeah. Okay, so constitution saving throw.
It's a 90-foot cone. You're within range.
Wow. Yeah, I rolled a 2.
Now, you get a legendary resistance, so if you want to decide you make the save anyway, you can just say, I didn't make the save, but I make the save.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, and Marwise got a nat 20.
Ooh.
And I'm wearing the ring, so the damage is halved anyway.
Nice.
But I'm wearing a ring, so the damage is halved.
Okay, so half of 72 is 36.
36.
I did math. I'm so proud of me. I'm going to give myself a sticker.
There you go.
Except I'm an adult and will buy serious adult stickers. They'll be vinyl stickers that I put on the back of my car.
Do I get and a half of twice, once 18. For making the save and once for having assistance?
Yep, they all stack.
Oh, nice.
Which is amazing.
Which answers the question that Archbeth had in chat. And I appreciate that I did the math to get the same answer that Banjo got in chat before I saw Banjo's answer. So I was not cheating.
No, not at all.
For those of you listening to this recording after the fact, you too can banter along with us and give us answers. All you got to do is go to mixer.com/crashthedm.
I also have resistance to cold damage right now because Investiture of Flame gives me immunity to fire damage and resistance to cold damage.
Wow.
So I take 18 points.
Yes.
So this huge cone of cold just slices through the party. And it doesn't do anything to extinguish Zeely's flame. She's just still hovering there.
And I'm still glaring on my temporary hit points.
And lest we forget, Daldane, make your save to maintain concentration.
Right.
I need to do that,
In this case, that was 36 points of damage. So
have that. I think that's DC 17, but DC 18. Oh, no.
14.
Uh-oh.
So Holy Aura is still active.
I missed something. But, what?
Well, Marwise made her save to maintain this Holy Aura that's giving everyone bonuses.
Okay.
But...
Oh, right. Concentration. I need to roll a concentration check.
Yeah. But unfortunately, Gox is no longer a gold dragon.
Oh, that was fun while it lasted.
You had dragon reduction surgery.
Yeah.
At least you got to use that legendary save.
I did. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very nice and say that you're still on the ground after the shape-shifting goes away. I could be mean and say suddenly you are a Gox hovering 30 feet in the air.
Oh, no.
For fall damage.
Right.
Oddly enough, as you turn back into Gox, mm-hmm. Daldane is still clinging for life onto your leg.
Yes.
Gox is giving Daldane a strange look.
I let go.
That's a free action.
I got to be a dragon. And now I'm taking my battle axe and looking at this one.
Tomorrow.
As a gold dragon.
Oh, hold on. I'll be right back. Sorry.
I this is out of context and it was typed, so I have to say it. Thank you, EO, for this gem. Okay, I'm fine. Still on fire.
By which I mean I made my concentration save.
I know exactly what you mean.
I'm back.
Because I have the context. But for anyone who doesn't have the context, you just said, okay, I'm fine, still on fire.
This is fine.
Yes. Gox.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to tell Gox, because you were an adult gold dragon who had a +3 bonus to intelligence and +2 bonus to wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You are having galaxy brain moments and thinking of all these things. In your mind, you thought of 5 different recipes involving bacon.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Do I remember any of these?
They're all gone now.
I won't remember.
Oh, no.
I won't remember. I lost it. It's okay.
I can see it now. Gox just runs over, grabs Daldane by the scruff of her collar and says, quick, change me back. I need to know.
I think with Gox, it would disappear from his head pretty quickly, though. Yeah. You know?
Someone get me a pen that a dragon can hold.
So we're at the end of the initiative order, right?
Yes, we are. And we're at the 1 hour mark. It took 1 hour to do 6 seconds of combat.
Wow.
So, yes, it's probably...
Before we take a break,
Aaron, that's 6 seconds.
For dramatic purposes.
What's that?
1 round is 6 seconds.
That's what I said.
I thought you said 40 seconds of combat.
No, I said it took an hour to do 6 seconds of combat.
Yeah. For dramatic purposes, can I take my next action before we go to break?
Technically, you're tied with Sox for top of the initiative order.
Yeah, but...
Sox a literal.
Sox is covered in icicles.
Well, I'm saying, so yes, you can do that.
Okay. And I'm going to take a risk.
You're going to cast the spell again, aren't you?
Nope. I can't cast the spell again. Level.
Yeah, last night. Sure, last night.
You know what I can cast?
Tasha's Hideous Laughter?
Stun.
What do I have to do?
Ooh, wow.
Does it have 150 pit points left?
Let me do some math. Yes.
Uh-oh. That's the math thing again. Yeah?
Yes. That was like me when I say no. No, wait. I didn't think about it. Let me think first. No. You're not. It's not yet bloodied.
Okay, but... Does it have 150 hit points left?
It started with over 300.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of damage to it.
Yes, but not that much.
Okay. Then it does nothing, and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
That would have been funny if you'd done a bit more damage, but oh well.
We tried.
You tried, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to take a 5-minute break.
All right.
For stretching, coffee, maybe grabbing a cookie or something.
Yes.
All right. Be right back.
I'm here.
And the first thing that got broadcast was Cindy saying, I'm here.
Okay, that's fine. So, could be worse.
Oh, it could have been a lot worse.
Turn.
It's what?
We are at the top of the initiative, and Daldane just decided to use stun, but it didn't work. Dragon was strong against
before
stun.
Before Sox's turn, he gets Bardic Inspiration. 1d12.
Sox does?
Nice.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Thank you, darling. Okay.
Which winter-themed song from a Christmas episode do you sing? Cold Miser. It's got to be Cold Miser.
Okay. I am going to two slashes with the dragons.
Okay.
I'm doing the rolls. I'm using an app on my phone. So 31 for the first.
You gently caress it.
Yes. Oh no.
It's spine.
And 28 from the inside.
What was the second one?
31 and 28.
28 for the second.
Yep, that's two hits.
Gotta love the advantage. So the first attack's a 36 points of piercing, and I'm going to put a stunning strike into it.
Should have waited until after Sox went.
It's a DC 17... What is it? Charisma? Con? Yeah, DC 17 con.
It uses a legendary save because that's a nat one.
Okay.
It also uncanny dodges your strikes. That's not true. It says, time out. I need to take some levels in Rogue.
Sorry, I'm being silly. The second attack is 19 piercing.
Sorry, I'm being silly, he says to the guy who just said the big bad in this session is going to time out to take a few levels in Rogue.
19 piercing and another stunning strike into it.
Well, I don't need to use a legendary save that time.
Okay, that's fine. Bonus action, flurry of blows, and I'll take two unarmed strikes on him.
So, how do you feel about a career change? Because flurry of blows on the dragon's back, it's kind of like a shiatsu massage. Do you have business cards?
First is a natural one to hit, so that's a miss. And that was advantage. It's still advantage. It's 14. Yep, I did forget the advantage. Second was a 14, so it was still a miss. And the second one will hit with a 26, I think. Yes.
Okay.
And that is 6 points of bludgeoning damage, stunning strike into it again.
So this is your third stunning strike in the same turn.
As I can use it as long as I have the key points for it, and I have key points still.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just marveling that I have not had a high-level campaign for me to DM ever. So we are encountering new and glorious things with this. Low rolls that are still over 30. Things like that. People who could theoretically permanently just be dragons for the rest of the campaign. That's a constitution thing, right?
It's DC 17 con.
That makes it. I thought it wouldn't, but then I forgot that it's got plus 14 to con saves.
Wow! Okay, I need to hope he rolls really poorly.
Well, it rolled a nat 1, so he blew its second legendary resistance.
Yeah. Okay. That's my turn.
Okay. And at the end of your turn...
Oh, I did use Baldane's... inspiration, but I rolled poorly on all the dice there.
Okay. And at the end of your turn, you are going to take another tail swipe because that number's over 30. That's going to be... You know, I think I could close the gold dragon character sheet. I keep going back to that.
Yeah, I closed it too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be another 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Reaction to uncanny dodge. Half to 8.
Gox, you are no longer a dragon, but you're holding a battle axe.
I am holding a battle axe. How far away am I from which part of the dragon? Like, what's in front of me?
You have a target-rich environment. It's one target, but any direction you run, you will find dragon.
Okay. So I'm just going
to... You have to climb up and run past Sox to get to its head, though.
Yeah.
Or you could try tunneling. Tunneling would be a thing you could attempt.
How high does the ring of jumping get me?
Not that high.
Okay, I can try that then.
By the way, when it was ending its turn, was there any dragon within 5 feet of me?
No, it swung its head away from the burning thing in its face.
Oh, go figure.
Then tried to blow you out.
Yeah.
It did make a wish. It did not actually get its wish.
Okay, so I'm gonna go after its tail in the hopes that I can maybe prevent it from using that to damage us.
This is on brand. All right, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Okay, so that's all right. I'm gonna hit him with the battle axe.
You're rolling with advantage.
Yeah. Okay.
So long as your brother's on its back, you have an ally within 5 feet of it.
Okay, I've rolled an 11. So if I roll again, that's with advantage. Yes.
To be honest, I think 11 might hit because of your bonuses.
Oh, wait, because yes, I have... Yeah, it went up to 10. It went up to 10. Wow. Okay, so that's a hit. So that means that's a...
Well, no, roll twice because you're rolling with advantage and you might get a crit.
Oh, right. No, I got a 4 on the second one, so that did not happen. Okay, so we have a hit, and now it's a...
D10 plus D6.
Okay, 1D10 is a 9. And the radiant damage is a D6, but I don't remember how much extra it gets, but I'll roll the dice.
I'll work it out.
Okay. It's a 4.
So 17 points of piercing? Slashing?
What is it exactly?
And it's 12 points of radiant.
Probably slashing.
Slashing. Yep.
Okay, so
a total 17 and 12. 29.
By the way, in case you're wondering, it is now bloodied.
Okay, I have another hit I can try to do. that's a 7. Do I still have pack tactics on that or no? Yeah? Oh,
yes.
Cool. That one's an 18, so that one's going to hit. And that's going to be a 1d...
1d10 plus...
1d10 plus 8. Okay, that is a 10 plus 18? 8. And I don't get the radiant damage twice, so...
No,
just the first time.
Right, so I think I'm done.
I'm just imagining, Gox, you made me forget my bacon recipes.
I can see that. I'll take that.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
So throughout all of this, it's been attacked by a gold dragon. It's had a kobold that was on fire fly into its face. A blending has been attempted. And this dragon still believes that the most annoying kobold in this party is the one that won't get off its back.
Get off my back, it says.
Why won't you just go splat? Take another 17 points of bludgeoning damage. Socks.
You get a reaction.
I already used it.
You get a reaction.
I already used it.
What's the reaction he's getting coming from?
He can use a reaction to reduce damage by half, but he already used that reaction.
Okay, I understand now.
During the first kill.
I already used it in this turn.
I thought it was, there was another something somewhere. Anyway, okay.
Welcome to Pack Tactics, where the turn goes on forever.
I am on, death's door, by the way.
Oh, no.
Quick, someone get Marwise some mountain climbing gear. Speaking of which, Marwise.
Yes, okay. So, Sox, heal yourself for 85. Channel Divinity, preserve life. Going right to you.
Oh, you're wonderful.
85. Yep, a solid 85.
Oh.
That means that the ancient white dragon can do an 85 more points damage to you. Let's begin.
And I'm going to swing at it with my ghost sword again. And I should get pack tactics, so let me roll that again.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to settle for a 21 in this campaign.
Not when we have a 30.
Wow.
True. functionally the same, because that was a 19 and not a 20 on the die, but still.
But looks a lot cooler doing it.
Yes, it does. Will it blend? Let's find out. The answer is no, because you're not going to do that much damage, but still.
So 15.
13 is not
or
bad.
13, sorry.
Which is respectable.
For a bonus action from a cleric, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's I only did 13 points of damage. I also healed for over 80 the same turn.
Right.
Yep.
And I think that's the end of my turn.
It's like we're in a raid and someone calls out the healer for being low DPS and the healer's just like, wait, what?
The healer's like, not healing you.
I have other responsibilities. It's not like I'm a death knight where I do the max healing and max damage and I'm tanking.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Knights are fun.
Can I interrupt for 30 seconds with an anecdote?
Sure.
Well, considering my anecdotes that I keep interrupting with, go ahead.
So, World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King. I was in a raiding guild. I was playing a disciplined priest.
You and me both, lovely.
I got thrown out of the guild because I wasn't doing enough heals per second. Because disciplined priests were focused on shields.
Yes, you do mitigation per second.
You don't have to heal because you're not taking damage.
Exactly. And the healing meters at the time didn't take shields into account.
You had to get the additional add-on for recount back. Wow. Which, of course, Desmond Priest had, but the other healers didn't.
Right, exactly. So I got told, you're not healing enough. I'm like, no, I'm preventing damage. You understand.
You were in the wrong guild.
Yeah, I was in the wrong guild. I was in Big Red Kitty's guild, and it was not a good idea. Because they focused on holy priests, and I was a disciplined priest.
Even though
disciplined
priests were better than holy.
Yeah, I knew what the hell I was doing, and they threw me out.
I had the same issue back in Wrath of the Lich King. Also, as a disciplined priest, I understand your pain. It was not fun.
Okay. So, Daldane would like to rage.
Yes,
Daldane would like to rage.
No, Daldane... Daldane would like to do something very specific before Sox goes.
Well, we're going to have to wait for everyone else to go because we just went past Marwise.
Oh, right. It's the dragon's turn.
No, not yet.
Oh.
Not yet. Zeely gets to go first.
Zeely, then the dragon.
Oh. Oh, right. It's Zeely.
Where's the dragon's head?
We're jumping ahead of ourselves.
Where's the dragon's head in relation to me now?
About 20 feet away from you now.
I'm following its head.
You come back here!
Ah! And I do the line of fire thing again with my action. Time for it to make another dex save, DC 19.
The littlest dragon.
Yeah. Yet the scariest.
I mean, I want to disagree.
Yeah.
But I can't. I totally have forgotten. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to kick myself when I'm listening to this recording and I realize that I've done this. What am I rolling and what am I adding?
Dex save DC 19.
It fails.
All right.
Ooh, and that's interesting information.
That's 18 points of fire damage. And I am going to do something else now. Because I can quicken spells and make them take a bonus action. Because, as we all know, and basically, alright, this dragon is big, right?
Gargantuan gives a minimum size, but not a maximum size. And I think the way I've established it, this thing, if it was flying over a city, when you shot it down, it would take out more than one block.
Wow.
So, okay. Sox, how far away is Sox from me and the head and such?
I'd say he's maybe 10 feet away from you because he was between you and the head when it breathed cold.
So okay, just remember, anything Dex you do, I'm fine.
Oh, right. And this is a Dex thing.
Here comes a natural one.
Oh.
Well. Okay. You know what? This thing's a sphere. I can do a bit of, pull. As in, you know, the thing where you... Actually, I don't know where that comes from. Like, when you shoot something and you go pull, and that means you shoot high. Anyway, basically, in order to catch me shooting. And the head...
Sorry.
I am putting a fireball with an 8th-level spell slot quickened above me and the dragon. I'm currently immune to fire damage. I wanted to do this cool where I go floom out because I used me as the point, but... We're not doing that, apparently.
What's the range for a fireball?
Oh, wait.
You have your movement.
20-foot sphere.
You could very easily fly over to the dragon head and explode.
I fly over to the dragon head and explode in an 8th level fireball all around me.
Okay, so for everyone viewing this, it looks like Zeely, a screaming Zeely saying, get back here, flies over to the dragon, impacts its face, and explodes.
Do I need to make a save?
The dragon needs to make another dex save, DC 19.
Yes, but
it chooses to make the save.
That's good. That's the last one.
That is the last one.
That is, yeah.
Well, 8th level fireball, it can choose to make the save or it can die.
Which is what? Do I need to make a save? Which is what I need to know.
I'm going to assume. Actually, no, I'm not going to assume. I'm going to guess it's a 50-50 shot. So pick a number, 1 or 2.
2.
You are out of range.
Wow.
Okay.
Which is good because...
29 points of fire damage to the dragon.
Yeah, you would have killed it if it had not made it save.
You ever see ice burn?
How far away is it?
It's all around you. Which part of it are you referring to?
Any of it.
I could say that you could travel less than 10 feet and be within range of something of it.
Okay. Is it trying to flee? Are we at the top of the initiative order?
It hasn't gone this turn yet. It's last in the initiative order.
Okay.
I am on its back, and I am determined to stay on its back.
If it attempts to flee, you're all going to get an attack of opportunity. Except for Sox, mm-hmm. because it's not leaving Sox's range. So it will take the most annoying kobold with it.
If it flees.
Someone roll me a d6. First d6 counts.
6. Oh, no.
Was it? No, I think you're right. Because I think that
everyone
was from...
Look under your seat. You get a constitution save. And you get a constitution save. You all get constitution saves, except for Zeely, who is sort of like, you sort of bounced off and you're off slightly to the distance, so you're fine.
I am?
Yes, you're fine. It has to choose between hitting you and hitting everyone else. It's going for everyone else.
Breath weapon.
Oh, no.
Breath weapon.
Okay.
18.
It's been such a long time since I had a dragon that was fighting the party that had a chance for its breath weapon to renew.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to roll?
Sox failed.
You've got to roll a 22 or higher for constitution saving throw.
Okay.
But remember, you roll with advantage because
Boulder War
is
still up. Oh, yeah, everybody rolls with advantage.
Except
almost everyone rolls.
So I have a 10, and I have a plus 2 on constitution. That's not going to do, so I do have a second
try. A dirty 20 is not going to do it.
And if you have inspiration, you can use that as well.
I do not have inspiration, so I failed.
Okay, it's going to be 72 points of cold damage if you failed the save. It's going to be 36 if you made the save, or if you have some other means of having it.
Yes.
Archbreath points out the cold rings. She is correct. That is another means of having it.
Okay, I think I got the damage in there correctly on the character sheet.
Who is not a popsicle?
I'm still standing.
I'm still up.
Me too.
I'm still alive. I'm not... I don't think I'm too bad.
Cleric MVP for making sure that Sox survived this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Damn great.
You healed more than a failed save could do.
Channel Divinity's nice. Unfortunately, I only get 2 of those a long rest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You did good, though.
So that was its action.
Is it
DM
still
realizes
within?
He didn't use Frightful Presence, but I don't think that actually does much at this point.
At this point... Yeah.
Is any part of him within 5 feet of me?
I'm going to say no at this point. Okay. Also, I forgot to use a lair action at the start of the turn. Please forgive me.
Oh, well.
I'm so sorry.
Gosh darn. What are we going to do?
We're going to make sure this entire round didn't count. We're going to erase all that damage and go back to the beginning.
That's so much math, though. That's so much
how
math.
How I have been running... these sessions, all of my sessions really is, if you forget something and we've moved on from it, that's just, it's forgotten. So it doesn't happen. So there was no lair action this turn. That was my fault.
The dragon was too distracted by the flying, exploding kobold.
To be fair, most people would be.
Yeah.
To be fair. In any campaign, that's not something you see every day. That's one of those things where you see dashboard cams video of that on YouTube. Like, what the heck was that? I don't know, but sure was screaming. I think it aimed for the mouth. Nah, no one would fly into a dragon's mouth. That's crazy. Okay, start of round three.
Wow.
And I have a feeling that we're not going to get to the end of round three for those keeping track at home. Mm-hmm. Sox and Daldane, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. And I'll cast a sixth level Dissonant Whispers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What am I rolling?
It writhes. It writhes with mortal pangs. The mimes become its food. And seraphs sob at kobold fangs in dragon gore imbued.
I appreciate that you anticipated me asking, what do you say? Now what do I roll?
You roll a wisdom save at 17.
As dumb as these dragons are, they've got a pretty decent wisdom bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled an 18.
All right.
Well, technically, I rolled less than that, but with the bonus, I made it 18.
Well, that's 13 damage.
Okay. He looks at you and goes, what?
And I give my last bardic inspiration to Sox.
How do I do rolling advantage on this bot, by the way?
2d20 K1.
And just plus whatever my modifier is, yeah? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So 22.
No.
That wasn't.
That was example. I rolled an example.
Got my hopes up.
Okay. So I'm going to take two more swings with a Dragon Slayer source. Well,
30, I think, will hit.
Yes, and then some.
Sox is good at and then we'll some.
Well, yes. You
I'm
all
just
going
to roll all the dice in one go.
And I would like to give a shout out to Sidekick for actually keeping up with us tonight.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, we're throwing a lot at it. Oh.
Whew. That's both attacks in one go. 66 points of piercing.
You know the question I'm going to ask.
Say it.
How That's do what. Do this?
I want Sox to run up this dragon's back, flip in front of its face, take the sword, and slash it right into his eye, and just dangle there while it dies.
All right. So as soon as the sword goes into its eye, and you go in through its eye, and you keep going, you're up to your elbow in eyeball. It is perhaps the fifth most disgusting thing you've ever done. Maybe so. I mean, okay, it's in the top 20. There have been some moments we don't want to talk about. You feel it go through bone, through the back of the socket, and it roars and it shakes its head around. Meanwhile, we just see this ragdoll physics kobold hanging on for dear life. I made a terrible mistake. And eventually, as it lets out this last mighty roar that may or may not have trickled an avalanche off in the distance, where a bunch of woodland creatures now running for their lives, but, you know, whatever. It just collapses to the ground, and there's this circular ripple from the impact that just goes out in all directions. And then everything is very, very quiet.
Well done.
Pulls the sword out, cleans it off, sheathes it, and just looks through the party. It's the best thing I ever stole.
Nice job, brother. Nice job. Gox goes over and proceeds to try to chop the head off the dragon, even though it's pretty dead.
So, Daldane.
Gotta make sure it's dead.
Gotta make sure. Mm-hmm.
Daldane.
Yes.
My turn next, right?
Sure.
Lily claps her hands. And also remembers she should probably stop being on fire now and stops concentrating on that.
I mean, it keeps you warm, but okay. There will be some aftermath to this, but it is almost 10:30 at night here. I don't know what time it is in Scotland, but it's probably
3:22.
Time to get up.
Oh, wow.
So let's make our way back to the Dazzling Dwelling.
With the better frogs. Yay.
Yes. And the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Gox is going to need a lot of bacon. He was a dragon for a while, you know.
I can see Gox, like, trying to cook bacon in various ways. Like, but was it like... No. No, it wasn't like that.
I mean, Sox is covered in copious amounts of blood, so he'll probably just go straight for a bath when we get back to
and it. Igor. Yeah.
Prestidigitation.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You've been told it was pronounced Igor, but you were told wrong.
Prestidigitation or not, he still feels unclean.
Yeah. He knows it's still there.
It's bath time.
No.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We have a bacon emote on Mixer. That makes it good enough for us to be here.
Take that's that, awesome.
Take that.
And now we're level 18.
What's that?
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including but not limited to, we had Chris. We had Daldane, otherwise known as Ellie. Names keep screaming up there.
Changing.
Io, Jen, a mimic named Kevin, and Cindy. And oddly enough, Cindy's name doesn't screw me up because it's just always been the other name, so I get it right. But Ellie keeps changing hers.
Yes.
That's what throws me off. Plugs. Chris has a podcast, AzerothCTC.com. They record fortnightly, if you want to be fancy, or biweekly, if you want to understand what it is, and that's not a video game. Although it's about video games, particularly World of Warcraft. Ellie has a social network called elic.xyz. You should make an account there because it's awesome. You might need an invite from, depending on when you're listening to this, from a member, but otherwise, you know, come join us. We talk about video games. It's fun. Io's mom writes books at elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a podcast and blog at bookofjen.net. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, in the vain attempt to try to break even because I keep spending more money when we get more money. But, oh well, it's worth it. And you can be awesome like the other people who are awesome, like Alice and Chris and Cindy and Ellie and Eric, who all donate to the Patreon to help keep things running smoothly. And we were joined in chat, as I've mentioned more than once, by Banjo Fox and Arkbeth. Both of which I believe have accounts, if I'm not mistaken, on Elic. So there's that. So yes, even more awesome people. And until next time, I'm a dragon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.